I recalled being alone in an elevator at the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, when a large man got into the elevator with me. I made a concerted effort not to stare at him. He was undoubtedly a field agent from his manner and attire, a character straight out of a Tom Clancy novel, back from a far-off corner of the world only an hour earlier. He appeared to be on his way to some incredibly time-sensitive meeting to brief somebody in charge about something fascinating, I'm sure. I would have loved to go to that meeting. I wondered what he'd been doing and what the future held for him. One thing I presumed, I wasn't going to be crossing paths with him or anyone like him anytime soon. But here I was, and the agent sitting across from me had me wondering the same thing. Where had they come from? What had they been doing? And why were they in my office? "Mr. Myers, we've been directed to convey that you are very well known to the National Security Establishment. You have an excellent reputation for the important services you've provided to the nation, and you're recognized as a prominent citizen, a patriot, and a friend to the U.S. government." "Thank you for those kind and gracious remarks. Please continue." "We are here to speak to you about a matter of grave national security. As you know, you're on the protective watch list because of certain projects you're read on. We don't normally do this, but considering what you've been doing in Kamchatka and considering SM&A's activities, you urgently need to have the information we are about to share with you." My heart began racing. I was thinking, wow, what is this all about? "A high-risk situation will likely develop while you are in Moscow in August. If we are correct, it will become a tragedy for you and an international incident for us. We have hard intelligence that you are going to be kidnapped." In one sudden dramatic moment, time nearly stopped, and everything began to move in slow motion. It felt like being in a movie scene. Of the many topics running through my mind that I thought they might have wanted to talk to me about, being kidnapped wasn't on the list. My coping mechanism struggled to kick in. A million thoughts ran through my mind as I worked to focus on what they were saying.
"We are not here to tell you what to do, Mr. Myers. We wouldn't presume to know. However, the powers that be wanted you to have this information as soon as possible. Whatever you decide to do, speaking for myself, I am sincerely hoping you won't be going to Moscow in August. If we have to try to rescue you, the chances are high that you won't survive.